Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. This past weekend, I was at a syndication conference in Dallas, and I observed something that troubled me. I met one syndicator after another who was having trouble raising money, and after digging into it, I finally figured out what the problem was. Far too many people have been taking internet marketing courses, and they think the same techniques that you might use to sell baseball caps are appropriate for a $5 million capital raise, and nothing could be further from the truth. When I wrote the book Magnetic Capital, I realized there were five fundamental principles that have to be met to raise money. If you don't have my book, and you're serious about raising capital, you should probably go out and order it today on Amazon. It's called Magnetic Capital. Capital raising involves a direct person-to-person conversation. At the root of that conversation is a pre-existing relationship. There's a reason the government makes it illegal to solicit for investment in most cases. The government's actually doing you a favor by making it illegal. If you act in a way that even borders on solicitation, your chances of success go way down. Let's review the five principles, and then I want to emphasize one of them. If you're going to raise money effortlessly, you need number one, relationship. Number two, you need to establish trust. Number three, you need results. You need a track record. Number four, you need a compelling opportunity. And number five, you need alignment between the goals for the money and the goals for your project. You got to have all five of these. It's not just enough to have two or three out of five. You need all five. So let's focus on relationship. I'm talking about what is ultimately a business relationship, but underneath that business relationship is a human relationship. Now think about a romantic relationship. That's also a human relationship. It's got to follow a natural progression. In a romantic relationship, you might meet for coffee, go out on a date for dinner, then maybe a show, spend some time together doing things you enjoy. A long way down the road, after many, many steps, you might get engaged, get married, and start a family. Now, if you skip steps in that process, you go from a natural progression to creepy in a heartbeat. So don't go to creepy. How many times in the world of business do we see people go to creepy? They connect with you on LinkedIn, and boom, right away, they're soliciting you for something. That's creepy. Don't go to creepy. So today, I want to spend a few minutes to dig into one of the most misunderstood aspects of marketing on the internet. The internet makes it easier than ever to get your message out far and wide with extremely low cost. It allows you to communicate very quickly with no feedback from the other party in the relationship. And when that happens, you almost always go to creepy. Some people believe they simply need to get in front of as many people as possible to create a following and grow their business. They look at celebrity thought leaders with a huge following and observe that sometimes those people don't put out first-rate content all the time. So they emulate a big brand who's behaving in a lazy fashion and post it on social media and try to spread low-quality content far and wide. Then they get frustrated when the world doesn't beat a path to their door. Does this sound like anybody you might know? I've discovered that people will only come to your side when they're attracted by something that really stands out head and shoulders above the rest of the crowd. You've got to deliver quality and value that's better than the established brand to win people over. When you have that huge following, then you can get lazy and people will still listen to you and will still buy from you. But while you're trying to grow a following, that doesn't apply. You have to be way better, not just a little better, but way better. Before you try to scale, you need to perfect your offering on a small scale. You need to refine your craft and your messaging so that just one person will be won over to your side of the table. Marketing is about generating interest. It's not about generating sales. And there's only two forms of marketing I believe work in today's environment. They're number one, educational marketing, and number two, buzz marketing. This podcast is an example of educational marketing. I'm giving away free content every day, 7 days a week. Most of that content is educational in nature. People want to be educated, but they don't want to be manipulated or sold. Now, from time to time, I'll give you an offer, like the Future of Money and Wealth video series, but I've got to do that very rarely. If I ask you to take a look at something to buy maybe less than 10% of the time, it should not be offensive to most people. If it's done too frequently, then it starts to get salesy and starts to get creepy. The second form of marketing that works is buzz marketing. That's when someone communicates excitement about what they're doing. If you do too much of that, it becomes, you know, the Facebook or Instagram narcissistic look at me type of messaging. And that gets offensive too. So you can do a little bit of it, too much, and it crosses a line. So my message is simple. Stop doing all those forms of online internet marketing techniques when raising capital. They're creepy. This is an offline business with human relationships at the foundation. Call people who you know, have a one-on-one conversation. Yes, it's a slow process. Each conversation takes time. Until you get really good at holding those types of conversations, you've got no business trying to scale up and communicate with people online. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to outline a simple three-step process for communicating new investing opportunities to a pre-existing relationship. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.